Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Bajarne, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarne. Om Agana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patidanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivastati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 11, Calculation of Time from the Atom. What text is written on the board there? 22. Trilokya
Yuga
Sahasram
Vahi
Abrahmana
Dinam
Tavati
Eva
Nisha
Tata
Yat Nimilati Vishvashrik Trilokya Yuga Sahasram Bahira Brahmano Dinam Tavatyeva Nishatata Yannimilati Vishvashrik Trilokya Yuga Sahasram Bahira Brahmano Dinam Tavatyeva Nishatata Yannimilati Vishvasrik Trilokya Yuga Sahasram I hear Brahmano Dinam Tavatyeva Nishatata Yannimilati Vishvasrik Trilokya Yuga Sahasram Avira Brahmano Dinam Tavatyeva Nishatata Lady. Trilokya Yuga Sahasram Abhramano Dinam Tadeva Nishatata Yanimiliti Vishvasre. Ladies. Trilokya Yuga Sahasram. Vahira Brahmano Dinam. Tavadyeva Nishatata. Yanamilati Vishwasre. So, what word does anyone here recognize?
Trilokya.
Loud.
Trilokya.
Which means?
Three worlds.
Yes. So, Trilokya, of the three worlds.
Of the three worlds.
And what does Yuga mean? Yuga, of the four yugas.
Of the four yugas.
Sahasram.
Sahasram.
What does that mean?
Thousands.
Yes, 1,000. Bahi.
Bahi.
You don't have to raise your hand. Outside of. Up, everyone repeat. Out, Bahi.
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 Outside of.
Outside of.
What other song do we have who we sing by he?
By here in Nishino.
Raise your hand.
By here in Nishino.
No, don't raise your hand and shout out. Raise your hand, and then if you're called upon, then say it. It's not that one person is supposed to go back to Godhead. And one's supposed to, one devotee is supposed to know what we're doing, and everyone else is supposed to be asleep. Krishnamayi, what song do we sing by he? Think hard. What's that? Yes. What part of the Nisringadev prayer? Yes. What does that mean? Are you sure?
Yes. But here, I believe it's outside.
You believe. Why do you believe? You're not sure? You have no confidence? Lord Nrisimhadev won't protect you?
No, I believe he will protect me.
So, by here means what?
By here, outside.
And antar? What does antar mean? Where does it go? What is the part of the song? Ridaye. So, Lord Nrisimhadev is outside, and Ridaye means? So what does it mean?
Outside.
Louder.
Outside.
And what else? Lord Nrisimhadev is outside and?
Inside
our heart, yeah. That wasn't so painful, was it? Abrahmana means what? Richie.
I don't know. Brahman's priest?
Yeah. Who's the main priest in the world? In this universe?
Brahma.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. What does that mean? Anyone ever hear that verse before? Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Punar Avartan Ojana. Mamupete Tu Kunteya Punar Janmanu Vidyate. So what does it mean? What does Abrahmana mean?
Isn't it planet of Brahma? Is that enough?
From the highest planet? From. So, yeah. Abrahmana. Up to Brahmaloka. Everyone repeat. Abrahmana.
Abrahmana.
Up to Brahmaloka.
Up to Brahmaloka.
Dinam.
Dinam.
What does that mean? Sarvam.
Maybe mercy.
That's Dina. This is Dina.
Maybe it's got a different accent.
Yeah. Dinada. What is Dina? It's in the next verse. The next verse goes, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahurya Brahmano Vidu Yugam Sahasranam Yoga. Listen. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahurya Brahmano Vidu Yatra yuga sahasran tam teho yatra vidojana. Is it the seventh chapter? No, it's the eighth chapter. Ratrim yuga sahasran tam teho yatra vidojana. And then Dina. Where is Dinam in the Bhagavad Gita? Oh, I know where it is. It's at the end of the chapter. Anyhow, dina means day, so it's repeating it. Dinam in it is a day. Tavati a similar period. Eva certainly. Nisha sa nisha sarabhutanam, which means night. Oh, that's what it's probably in the second chapter then. Text number. Yanisha sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami tasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashutomune. But is night for all sentient beings? For all beings is the time awakening for the self-controlled, and the time awakening for all beings is the night for the introspective sage. Here the word is nisha, which means night. Yes. Tata, which means there's a company in India called the Tata, the manufacturer tires or something? Cars, Tata. So what does Tata mean? What's that?
End.
Well, here it's Tata, maybe it's different from the Tata. Here it means, oh dear one. So everyone repeat,
oh dear one.
Yat.
Because.
Nimilati.
Goes
to sleep.
Vishva.
What does Vishva mean? Jairade Sham. What does Visharup mean? Oh, we don't want everyone to shout out. We asked her. We want her to think. We'll take a guess. Visharup. Did you ever hear the word Visharup before?
Universe.
Well, please don't shout out. We're asking her a question, not you.
What everyone's saying means universe.
Yeah. What's that? Shrik. Brahma. So Vishra Shrik, what does Shrik mean? Shrijiti. Shri Sti, Sti, Pralaya, Saram, Ekam. Chayeva, Yasi, Bhubhava, Ani, Vibharta, Duragam. So what does Shri Jati mean?
Creation.
Creation, yes. So Vishva Shrik means Brahma, the creator. So this is the translation. Outside of the three planetary systems, Swarga, Martya, and Patala. So where is Swarga? Anyone ever hear Swarga Loka before? Hello out there, anyone there? What's Swarga Loka? Radha Krishna. Yes. And Martya Loka? Been around Martya Loka lately? Yes. Yeah, the place of, what does Martya mean? Place of death. Raise your hands, please. And Patala. Anyone on the way to Patala? Jagat Chakshus. Yeah.
The Lord planets.
Yes. The four yugas, so outside of the three planetary systems, the four yugas multiplied by 1,000 comprise one day on the planet of Brahma. So how many yugas does it take to make one day in the planet of Brahma? Yes, Nityananda. No, how many yugas?
4,000.
Yeah, four yugas multiplied by 1,000. So how many years in four yugas? Yes.
400 million. Loud. 4,320,000.
You sound very doubtful. At least as Jayadvaita Swami once gave a lecture, a seminar, on clear thinking and strong speaking. And he said, even if you say something wrong, at least say it with conviction wrong. Otherwise, if you say things in such a way that you're doubtful, not only you're not speaking strong clearly, but you're not even speaking strongly. So at least if you're wrong, at least say it with conviction. And if you don't know, just say, I don't know. But otherwise, we go through life, oh, Krishna is God. I am his spirit soul. So how many years in one day, how many yuga cycles in one day of Brahma?
Four yugas, 1,000 cycles.
Four yugas, what does that mean in English?
It's 4,320,000.
Yes. Multiplied by?
1,000.
Yes. So, how many comprise one day on the planet of whose planet? Guru Bhakti. Yes, Brahma's planet. Asimapira comprises a night of Brahma, in which the creator of the universe goes to, what does he do? Hello? Back to Jane. Yes. Sleep! Everyone's so doubtful. Purport. When Brahma goes to sleep in his nighttime, the three planetary systems below Brahmaloka are all submerged in the water of devastation. Anyone want to go for a swim? Imagine what kind of swimming pool you'd have at the time of Brahma's night. You didn't have to pay any fees either, it's all free. Brahma dreams about the Garbhagadakshai Vishnu. Not a bad dream. And takes instruction from the Lord for the rehabilitation of the devastated area of space. So that's the perfection of dreaming. So you go to sleep at night, and Krishna comes to you personally and starts instructing you what to do when you wake up. Text 23. So here, outside of the three planetary systems, Swarga, Marti, and Patala, the four yugas multiplied by 1,000 comprise one day on the planet of Brahma. So Brahma lives, one day is 4,300,000,000 years. So can anyone conceive of that? What would it be like if they had one movie that's called The Longest Day? Imagine if you were today was going to last for 4,300,000,000 years. It'd be a long time before we take the shot. What would you do? How would you plan out your day? And then, when you were going to sleep at night, you'd set your alarm for 4,300,000,000 years later for it to go off. Imagine that song, I Could Have Danced All Night. Imagine how long you'd have to dance for. the gopis dance for that long, 4,300,000,000 years, and they thought it was just a moment. Now, if we have to wait an hour before we take prasadam, we think it's like 4,300,000,000 years. So time is quite relative. So who is time, or what is time? Anyone ever think about time? There are three things that don't change in this universe. What are they? Nityananda Ram, you're the scholar. What are the three things that never change in the universe? Yes?
The soul, God, and time.
Say that a little bit more doubtfully. A little bit more doubt.
The soul, God, and time.
Yes. So how is it, so what is time then? Is it, have it, has anyone ever seen time? How do we know time exists? Does anyone have, if someone said, well, I don't believe time exists, would you believe them? There's no such thing. If you deny time, if you just deny it, it doesn't exist, it just goes away. Yes? Think positive. There is no time. Anyone ever read in a newspaper or magazine where they tell you that scientists are going to conquer time? And we're not going to die anymore, we're not going to grow old. That if you think positively, you live a proper life, you can stop death. Has anyone ever heard that before? I have. Most of these books on health, they say, growing older is just because you don't know how to grow younger, that's all. You don't know the technique of staying young. We make a few mistakes, and therefore we grow older. So, has anyone here ever stopped aging for a moment? Even after doing some exercise? Does it mean that we've stopped aging? What about, is there any pill you can take to actually grow younger? Has anyone ever increased their longevity here? How many years, does anyone know how long they have to live? Hello, anyone out there? Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Yes.
Astrologers, they say that they know.
They know. How long do you have left to live?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's just
90? 90, maybe.
I don't know.
There was one astrologer, one king. He wanted to find out who is a bona fide astrologer in his kingdom. So he called one astrologer after another in his kingdom and asked them one question. He said, do your astrological chart and tell me how much longer you have to live. So the first astrologer said he had 40 years left to live. So the king said, you're wrong, took him, had his men take him into the backyard and hung him. Now the next astrologer came and said, I have 10 years left. And he said, you're wrong. And he took him in the back and hung him. In this way, gradually, the unbona fide astrologers in his kingdom disappear. Finally, one astrologer came and he asked him, how long do you have to live? Looked at his astrological chart and said, as long as the king wants. And he said, you're a bona fide astrologer. So no one really knows even how time is going to affect us. Of course, we go to an astrologer and we get some idea. An actual astrologer might be able to tell us, according to the laws of nature, how much longer we possibly have left to live within this body. But the fact that this body is changing, no one can stop it. So what is changing the body? Why is the body changing? Does anyone know? Did anyone ever think about it? Why is my body changing? Is Sarvam.
Force of time.
The force of time. So, yes, that's, I'm sure that's true. But what does that mean to you, the force of time? Does it mean anything? What is your experience of time? Do you have any experience of time? Is it a completely unknown force?
No, I mean, it's like you see the symptom of it. You see the symptom of it, like, we don't see the soul directly with our eyes, with your eyes, but you see the symptom of the soul, the life symptoms, so there seems to be something there.
Yeah, that's true. But just like if you go to Brahmaloka and your life is going to be 4,300,000,000 years one day, what do you think the people are doing there? You know, kind of like sitting around, wow, it's really taking a long time for prasadam to come. It's another 3 million years before we take prasadam. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm hungry. What do you think their experience on Brahmaloka is like? No one knows.
The experience is similar to here. It doesn't seem like so long. It's
why? Why is it different? In what way is it different?
Yeah, they don't have the necessities. The body don't have so much necessity.
So they can just wait around for billions of years before they take prasadam. Couldn't care less. Yes. Yeah, but just like here, if we get what we, just like it's your birthday, and everyone, one after another, is bringing you presents, and there's a big feast, and you're eating the feast, and everyone's standing up and telling you how wonderful you are, how long does that last for? Now, say you're at the dentist's office, and you hear the drill. And he said, in just 1 minute, I'm going to drill your teeth. Unfortunately, I have no Novocaine, so you're going to have to bear it, tolerate it. How long does that last for? Anyone have experience like that? No? You have no experience of pain? Pain. Never went to a dentist? Was it ever painful? No. They put Novocaine all the time. Yes? Yes. So, did anyone ever break a bone? Did it hurt? Did it hurt for a long time? Did it seem like it was going to be a long time? Just like, for instance, in comparison to Brahmaloka, where, does anyone know a story about Brahmaloka? About time in Brahmaloka? Nityananda. Can everyone hear what he's saying, Radha?
King Indraduna went to get Brahma to come do the installation of the Jagannath temple, and then he came back after visiting Brahmaloka, and it was his whole family was not even in history anymore. It was so many millions of years had passed.
What happened to the temple?
The temple got covered over with sand, and then another king
excavated. Any other stories from the Bhagavatam?
Yes, that's the story of Revati when she went with her father.
Kukumi. Kukumi is his name.
Kukumi.
Yeah.
Revata.
No. Revata was Kukumi's father.
Kukumi is the father of Revata.
Right.
So they went to Brahmaloka and he wanted to ask questions to Brahma, but he was busy hearing concept by the Gandharva, so they asked him to wait. And when the concert finished...
How long did the concert take, about?
Much long, maybe a few hours.
No, a few minutes.
A few minutes?
Yeah.
All right, a few minutes. So after he was able to speak to Brahma, he was asking him that many princes want to marry Revati, which one is the best for her? And Brahma started to laugh. He said, all the princes and their sons and their grandsons and they already passed away. So you have to choose somebody else.
Yeah, your whole dynasty has disappeared. And anyone who's ever heard of your dynasty, they've also disappeared. But if you go immediately and you go down to the earth planet, Lord Balaram's appearing and you can marry your daughter to him. And what's the story in the Bhagavatam of the exact opposite? How time can be seeming very long? When you're going to hell. After the Yamadutas yank you out of your body and they drag you along a road to go to the hellish planets to meet with Yamaraj. And on the way, there are some interesting things that happen to you. There's a bunch of dogs who are constantly biting you. There's fire on every side. You're being dragged along without any water. And it seems like thousands and thousands of years to get there. It's so painful. You don't look very happy about that, Krishna. But how long does it actually take? Just a moment. It seems like millions of years, thousands of years to get there. But actually, it's just a moment. So when we're suffering, things seem to take a long time, right? And when we're enjoying, just like say you had a nice ice cream cone with three flavors, what's your biggest anxiety when you're eating it? It's disappearing with every bite. It's going to disappear. And what's the first thing you do while you're eating it? You're looking around and see if there's any more. Matter of fact, one gets in so much anxiety, the fact that it's disappearing, you don't even realize that you're eating the ice cream. You're more in anxiety about the fact that it's disappearing. Therefore, when we think we're enjoying the material world, time goes very quickly. And when we think we're suffering, it goes much slower. So time is just completely relative. Now, right now, what is our experience? Does anyone know what their main experience is right now? No one knows. It's a mystery what we're experiencing. No one knows what they're experiencing.
About the time?
What's that?
It's basically with the time.
Well, what's our we have consciousness. The soul has consciousness. But the consciousness of the soul is mainly conscious of what now? Pretty mysterious. Who knows? We don't even know what we're conscious of.
Conscious of the objects of the senses.
Yeah, I'm sure we're that. And what else? Yes.
The body.
Yes, very good answer. Anyone conscious of their body right now? Anyone unconscious? Yes, so right now we're conscious of the body. So our experience of time is mainly situated in how the body is getting along. So this body will last for 100 years in terms of whatever time is. So our experience of time is this 100 years. Now, sometimes at night, we're dreaming. Anyone ever remember their dreams at all? Does it ever seem that the dream is lasting for some period of time? But according to the scientists, dreams only last for a few moments. But they seem like a long period of time sometimes. Because we're in a different level of experience. Sometimes when we're not bodily conscious, when we're daydreaming, then time has a different sequence. Did you ever look at the clock and want it to go quicker, time? When you look at the clock, say you're there's going to be a big feast, and you're really hungry, and you're looking at the clock, hoping it would go quicker than time. What happens? It goes slower. And say you're in a prison, and you're going to be shot in 5 minutes. What happens? You want the 5 minutes to last for a long time. How long does it last for?
5 minutes.
Yeah, at least 5 minutes, probably less. You want time to go slower, and what happens? It goes faster. Yes? So time is just relative to our consciousness. According to what we're conscious of and how we're thinking, that's how we're experiencing time. So the gopis, they were experiencing time 4,300,000,000 years as a moment, and the person going to hell thinks a moment is more than 3,400,000 years. 4,300,000,000 years. So it's just relative to our consciousness. Yes?
Lord Chaitanya says it's after that one moment without the seed.
Yugayitam nivishena chakshusha prayashayitam shunyayitam ligatsarvam viharena govinda viharena me. Feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. So if we want time to go slowly, then what's the best way of doing it? Feel separation from Govinda. Yes. Well, because 12 years or more, he translates, 12 years or more. Because obviously one moment didn't seem to Lord Chaitanya to be like a millennium. It seemed like a long time, but not that long. And in Sanskrit, according to context, different words mean different things. So in the context there, it didn't really mean 4,300,000 years, it meant 12 years. The lowest possible number that a yuga could mean. Because here yuga means four yugas. The yuga could also mean Kali Yuga, one yuga. The four yugas taken together, it's called a Maha Yuga, but sometimes they use the word yuga. But yuga could also mean, in that context, something more than 12 years.
Didn't Brahma say that actually Brahma lives 100 years according to his years?
Yeah.
Time of experience
of time
is the same as our experience. It doesn't feel like he's living that long himself.
No, he doesn't, because he's so much relatively free from anxiety. He's not as conscious as time as we are. We're looking at time because we're afraid that we're going to die, or at least his body's going to die. So we're afraid of time. He's a little less afraid of time. Therefore, time goes much quicker for him. He's less in anxiety. If we thought we're going to live for a moment of Brahma, it makes life seem pretty pessimistic, doesn't it? That Brahma is going to sneeze and we're finished. He's just about to sneeze. And we're about to disappear. It would be very depressing. Well, what about an insect that's born at night and dies by the next morning? Must be pretty depressing, right? I just took birth, I'm 3 seconds old, oh, I'm dead. Promising career terminated at youth. But it's all relative. Therefore, the demigods, when they look at the earth planet, they're amazed. How is it that these people take their lives so seriously? They're alive for such a short period of time. And yet people take it so seriously. I'm rich, I'm famous, I'm going to become successful. I have no time to practice Krishna consciousness. I'm going to make something of my material life first. And then I'll become Krishna conscious. Just some thoughts on time. Any questions? Yes.
So does that show that the dream state is lower conscious just by the fact that it's experienced, it's very long, even though it's a short period of time in the weeks?
Well, we consider it a lower state of consciousness, dreaming. Because we have, well, for one reason, we're less conscious when we're dreaming generally. And certainly, we're much more influenced by our desire mind at the time of dreaming. We have less detachment, less ability to control our mind when we're dreaming. We're more or less going along with what's ever happening. But here we have more intelligence. But if one develops sufficient Krishna consciousness, even at the time of dreaming, one is not affected by the dream. Because one keeps his transcendental consciousness. But for us, we become victimized by the dream. Whatever the dreams are, that's what we experience. We have no detachment, no higher knowledge that we can generate when we're dreaming. And not to speak of that, when we wake up, we usually forget everything. At least in this dream that we have now, when we wake up, we generally remember something about who we are. We don't wake up every morning and think, who was I anyhow? I can't remember. Something, da something. But when we go to sleep at night, we're just completely under the modes usually. We can dream anything. And when we wake up, we don't even have any idea what happened. Taka Chakshas? Did you read? Who's someone? Did you look to?
I'm in Kali, and now I'm Kali Yuga. Especially, I find here that we take a lot of excuse for don't come to the temple or don't make more sadhana bhakti because we say that we don't have time because we have to do other things. So, what advice you can give us?
Read the Bhagavatam. Find out how much time you really have. You have a lot less time than you think. And if we misuse it, what will be the result of working hard and maintaining your family? What will be the ultimate result of all that good work you've done? Is that you'll come back and get another opportunity to work hard. Your success in life will be, I worked hard, I maintained my family. Unfortunately, I had no time for Krishna consciousness, so I had to return to do what? To work hard again, maintain your family, forever. Maybe not in human form of life. Next time you might get born in a cat's family. You'll have to work hard for that family too. So what will you accomplish by doing that without Krishna consciousness? Absolutely nothing. Except for working hard. That will be your reward. Get a chance to work hard again. Job. In other words, if it's true that we're actually spiritual souls, then what are we doing here? What is the purpose? And if it's true that we're servants of, we have to be servants, then who do we want to serve? Do we want to serve someone who's going to make us blissful, or we're going to serve this body, and it's just going to give us another body to work hard, to serve the senses? Yes?
Material comfort?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But is that, in other words, if our aim of life is to get so-called material comfort, because after all, who is comfortable in this material world? Just say, if you gain $1 billion, will you become more comfortable? Do you think the billionaire is more comfortable? They may have, for instance, if you had $1 billion, you can have a bigger house. You can have more servants. But how much of the house can you actually live in? And when you go to sleep at night, do you cover the whole house? If you have a bigger house, when you go to sleep, does that mean you have a bigger place to sleep in? Does that mean you cover a bigger place with your body? How much room will your body take up? And what kind of mattress can you buy for $1 million that will be more comfortable than one for, say, $200? Is there a mattress that you can buy for $2 million that will be more comfortable than one for $50? What about a pillow? Is there a super pillow? Other magnetic bed sheets that you put them on and you just merge into the bed and go to sleep. So what can your money buy to make you more comfortable? Say you, with all your money, you had every place in your house was completely adjusted for whatever temperature you felt like. So, does that mean you'll be more comfortable? For instance, if you're in a real cold shower, how long do you feel it's actually really cold? A few seconds, and your body gets adjusted to it. Right? So say artificially you were adjusting the temperature of the house for a certain temperature, and then your body would be completely adjusted to that temperature after some time. And if you walked outside, you'd probably immediately catch a cold. Because your body would be, it would never have practice adjusting to other temperatures. So which would be more comfortable? Allowing your body to adjust to the different temperatures that it's experiencing, or artificially creating something which forces your body not to learn, not to adjust at all? Which is more comfortable? Using your feet to walk, or just spending all your money so you never move one foot in front of the other? Which would actually be more comfortable?
Walking.
Yeah. Which is actually more comfortable? Walking in the street or riding in a car? What about flying in an airplane? Which is actually more comfortable? Say you had $1 billion, you could buy a whole fleet of airplanes. What would you do with them? Take a tour every day and see what they look like? Would it be very comfortable flying in them? Anyhow, something to think about. So thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Oh.